want to get into podcasting and just don't know where to start?
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM could be the podcast partner you're looking for.
We now offer first-class podcasting facilities to businesses or individuals in the county town.
Depending on your expertise, Tone FM can produce or teach you how to podcast. Or if you're a dab hand already, we'll just leave you to it.
And our podcast facilities or hourly studio hire cost less than you may think.
If you or your business need online audio content, contact the team today. Email podcast@tonefm.co.uk.
This podcast is produced by Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. My name's Darren Daly and my guest is Pam Knight from White Knight Marketing. Pam, for those that don't know who you are, tell us a bit about your background.
Thank you, Darren. Yeah, I'm Pam Knight from White Knight Marketing. I've been in marketing for a considerably long time. I have a small company in Taunton that works with SMEs and we've been around for about 8 years now.
Part of your role is to help promote Arts Taunton and the Taika Festival. So what's your role within Arts Taunton, Pam?
So I sit on their board. I've sat on their board for a long time now. And my role is, and my major responsibility is the marketing side of it. So obviously Taika Festival is a big thing for me because it's a lot of work, you know. But it's been fun, it's been a challenge, and it's been rather exciting this year in actually making not only it happen, but getting word out about it happening. Because all of marketing channels have changed in the last 12 months. While they're still there, people aren't tuned in the same way as they used to be.
What is the Taika Festival?
The Taika Festival, we started it last year, actually, in response to the young people of Taunton saying they didn't have a festival of their own that they could really own and actually input into, so that it was of their making. And this is the second year, and obviously we were hit with the COVID crisis. It was a live performance this last year throughout October. And we had to take some considerable fast decisions on this at Arts Taunton, which we did in July, actually, deciding to take the whole thing online. And with that in mind, we then had, you know, the rule of six came in soon after, once we started filming and things like that. So we had changes all the way through. But we've achieved it. We've made it happen.
Now, tell us about this year's festival. Tell us a bit about the theme behind it.
So the theme is Future Vision 2020. And interestingly enough, we picked that before we actually knew about COVID. And it was really interesting because what we decided to do at that point is keep that theme because that's really pertinent for young people to actually think about what their future vision is after all of this.
You talk about young people. What sort of age group are we looking at for those that who may want to get involved in the Taika Festival in the future?
So up to the age of 25. Predominantly between 10 and 25 that we're working with at the moment. And that's who you'll see performing as well.
Tell us about some of the acts and some of the performances in this year's festival.
Okay, so we're being kicked off. The festival's over 2 days, Friday and Saturday. It starts at 7 o'clock on Friday. We'll be streamed from the Taika Festival website, which I'll tell you at the end. And it's being kicked off by an introduction by Ian McNeice. And many of you may know him as Bert Large out of Doc Martin, but he was also Winston Churchill in Doctor Who, so he's been around a long time, actually. And he's a fantastic and really generous actor.
And great that you managed to get somebody of his calibre to be a part of this festival in Taunton.
Absolutely, and it's interesting, his background is, he went to Taunton School, and I saw an article about this, and I thought, somebody in Taunton's going to know this man. So I put the feelers out, and we got the introduction, basically. And as soon as we told him about Taika, he was so excited. He said, absolutely, I'm behind you on that one. Anyway, our performers. So we kick off, the first performance is by AKA Dance Theatre, and they give us two great performances, followed on by Street Links Outdoor Performance, and they are giving us aerial work, juggling, hula hoops, glow, and a fire show. All of that is going to be available to you. And later in the evening, we've got an open mic. Now, open mic's been missing from everybody's life for a long, long time. So we brought together some really brilliant performers from Richard Hewish, actually, and that will be streamed live. Then we go on to, if you're really into your music on Friday night and you want to have a bit of a party in your house, then we've got Mammoth Sound System. All the DJs on there playing live from the stage, actually at Tacky Morris Centre.
Oh, so wonderful.
It's going to be really exciting there. And then we move on to Saturday. So Saturday, we go on to the family theatre show. That's Ernie's Journey. And that's just going to be such fun.
I love the name of that.
Absolutely. It's hilarious, actually, you know. And it's about a story about an adventure. He goes on, you know, he's a pirate. He goes away and actually finds that happiness happens anywhere.
So these acts are performing for you, but have they actually put all of the storylines together themselves?
Oh, totally.
So Ernie's journey is something that these youngsters have put together.
Yeah, that's Clementine's Live Arts working with that.
Oh, wonderful.
And Jackie Clementine's also did the spoken words performance for us, which if you go on the website, you'll see it's called Upwards and Onwards. And you can see some real talent there, and it's all their own words. And the performances are amazing. So if you like rap or if you like spoken word at all, then check it out, because you'd just be blown away by these kids. After we've had that, and that's really aimed at the younger audience, obviously, to get them excited on it as well and feeling really part of it, we dip into Bridgewater and Taunton College, and we've done a bit of work with their students, and they're doing a diary of an art, design and fashion student, and they've created some interesting fashion specifically for Taika on the back of this one, and reflecting on the theme that we talked about earlier. After that, if you're really interested in media makeup, we're taking, obviously in October, we're right on the edge of Halloween, how to do a really spooky Halloween
wonderful.
Face.
Yeah.
Now, we ran this last year and we had to put on extra performances because it was just so popular. But now we've got it actually filmed. You can come back and look at it later if you want to really do it blow by blow and learn how to do this amazing stuff. You know,
my 4-year-old daughter would love that.
Get her on it.
She's into putting nail varnish on my toes and stuff at the moment. And whenever my partner gets the makeup out to sort of, you know, patch up, as it were, then Evie's all over that like a rash.
I love the way kids get that sort of thing. Following on from that, then we go to Taunton School's Saturday Enrichment Programme. And this is a short play, and it's written by one of the students. It's Message in a Bottle by Darren Riggs. And this is actually quite a poignant story, actually. It's about nearly 30 million plastic bottles are thrown away in the UK. And unfortunately, half of them are not put into recycling and end up in landfill and sea. And the story goes on about, what can we do about it? Who's responsible? So it's spot on at the moment.
It's great that youngsters are embracing the whole recycling thing, isn't it? And really taking on board the dangers of what is actually happening to the planet.
Yeah, and I think one of the interesting things, and this is a big kickback as well, from the beginning of COVID when we had that lockdown and the world went silent, and the young people have never heard that sort of silence before. It was just incredible. The things that we've seen came through on the Taika challenges, because we put out a load of Taika challenges in the first few months, actually, just to get people and young people be able to talk about what was going on and how they were feeling, were absolutely fantastic. Some of the recycling art that we had sent in to us, and the way they were envisioning their world, their smaller world, was stunning. And you need to go onto the Taika website and look at those challenge entries, because they're unique. Mm-hmm. They are really unique. And they do actually, I think, more than anything else, give you that moment in time that was capturing how those young people were feeling. After that, we go on to the magic of musicals, and that's Fusion Choir. And obviously there's music from Sweeney Todd, West Side Story, Wicked, Shrek, you know, all the fun favourites.
I love a good old musical.
Get on there and sing with. You can't help but sing along.
No, I don't.
You just can't help it. It's all feel-good factor stuff, isn't it? And then finally, we're rounding up the evening with something called Slamthology.
Slamthology, tell me more.
Slamthology. So it's an absolute outpouring. It's the spoken word stuff again, really, with these young people giving a summary, if you like, on the theme of what it means to them. And it's a fairly short performance, but it's powerful. And this is brought to us again by Clementine's Live Arts. And it's just a lovely thing to listen to.
So a full packed programme based on the performances you've just shared with us. It does feel like Arts Taunton are making a real impact with the youngsters in and around Taunton.
Yeah, I think our whole aim was to engage with them at a time when they weren't being given the opportunities elsewhere. So a lot of talent out there, but no avenue to actually let it out. And we decided early on that actually we bring a lot of the Taika Festival forward and stream it out through the whole of this year, culminating in this big weekend of events that we just talked about. And for us, it was giving them a voice and giving them a platform, because all, you know, these people perform. They are performers, and they had nothing to perform on or in. And they were losing all of that. So we had to wait to a certain time when they could get back together again in their little bubbles so often to be able to do that. The other thing we did, we did socially distanced performances as well. I mean, we, you know, we had people coming in one door and out the other because we had to have no more than six in the studio at any
time. I was going to ask you actually about the difficulties that you had to overcome to enable these performances to take place.
Yeah, all the risk assessments and everything. The places that we've worked with have been absolutely amazing in supporting us in doing this. Obviously, they've got their own risk assessments and we work with those. And we worked in schools. We worked with the Tacky Morris Centre. And they accommodated everything beautifully and safely. So some of the things you'll see when people are walking around, they're first coming in, they're all masked up, you know, all our camera crews masked up. You know, we've never seen the face of our cameraman yet. You know, it's the way it goes.
And it's just the way of life these days.
It's just the way of life. Yeah.
What's quite interesting, I'm now finding myself walking past people in the street that I know very well and I don't recognise them to say hello to. I didn't recognise you with your mask on.
Yeah, supermarkets, forget it. I don't know you anymore.
What do you think you as a group have learnt through this particular process?
That's a really good question. And I think it's multiple. First of all, it's actually more difficult to put a festival on virtually than it is to do a live festival because we've had to be so adaptable with all of this. But we had some good reasons and some good motivations to do that. I think for us at Arts Taunton, we realised that the performing arts in this area was suffering badly. You know, there were artists out there that had no income. And it was really important for us to make this festival happen so that at least we could put some of that money back that we'd already fundraised back into that community again, which is, you know, part of what we wanted, part of our achievement, really. And that brought back 60K into Taunton area, really, to the people that normally would have been out making money, up on stage, performing to live audiences, and they weren't able to do anything, you know. So we're really proud of that we've been able to keep that going and bring something back into our community again.
And for those that want to dial in and watch the performances over the weekend, just remind us of the dates, the times, and of course the website address.
Right, so it's Friday and Saturday of next week, and it's Tyca Festival, that's tyca festival.co.uk.
My guest on this Tone FM podcast is Pam Knight from Arts Taunton.